Today's daf is Vachim Daf Samach, and we are 6 lines from the top of Daf Samach Amid Aleph. We're in middle of a sugya Bishloimel Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara in Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph brought a pasuk that describes the day that Shloimeh HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk says, it's in Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Tzamach Dalet. Bayoyim Ahu Kidesh HaMelech Es Teich HaChatzar. On that day, Shloimeh HaMelech was Mekadesh, he sanctified the floor of the Chatzar, Asher Lifnei Beis Hashem. And the reason he did it, says the pasuk, is ki asa shom es ha'oilo ves ha'mincha ves chel be ha'shlomim ki mizbach ha'necheshes asher lifnei Hashem katoin mehachel es ha'oilo ves ha'mincha ves chel be ha'shlomim. The reason he did it simply was because the mizbeach ha'necheshes, which was lifnei Hashem, was too small to facilitate the multitude of karbonis that were put on that day. The Gemara says that on that day, Shlomo HaMelech brought 22,000 bakar, 120,000 soin, 142,000 animals. And there simply wasn't enough space on the Mizbeach to bring these karbonis. As a result, Shlomo HaMelech had to make an immediate expansion. This is the first day. They're already making an extension, and Shlomo goes, and he was Mekadesh the Ritzpas Azar. At least that's the way Rabbi Yehuda understood the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda said, Dvarim Kichsavan, and based on that, Rabbi Yehuda said, a Chiddush La'alacha. He said that Kedusha of the Ritzpas Azara, Bimei Shlomo HaMelech, was something that would remain. And it's for that reason, for future generations, the Ritzpas Azara, as we'll see, with regards to certain halachas, was treated as the Mizbeach. Stating, Rabbi Yossi argued, and Rabbi Yossi said the pasuk's not meant to be taken literally. And he said, I'll prove to you it's not meant to be taken literally. Because although 142,000 karbonas sounds like a lot, and how would they be able to be machter all those karbonas on one day? Otherwise, it's a nisr noiser on the Mizbeach. But the pasuk says, Elef Oilas Yalash Shlomo HaMelech, when the Mishkan was in Gidlein, brought 1,000 oilas in one day. And that Mizbeach was Pashtis, the Mizbeach and Achoshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a very, very small Mizbeach. And he did the back of the envelope arithmetic, and he said, based on that, the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech, which was much bigger, in fact, it was 400 times bigger, should have been big enough for him to go ahead and build and bring all these 142 karbanas. What then does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says that they were mekadesh the floor because the mizbeach was too small? It means something else. What it means is that they brought a new mizbeach and they disqualified the other mizbeach. They rendered it unfit, but the pasuk didn't want to say that they made it unfit, so we use a more fine lashon and we say that they made Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach became possible. I didn't even utter such words. So we say it was too small, but really what it means is it was possible. So it's not that the new Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech was too small. It's actually referring to the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Mizbeach was rendered too small. But what does the pasuk then mean when it says that Kidesh Shlomo, what exactly was he Mekadesh? That's the Gemara's question. Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah because he needed more space to be able to bring all the karbanos. Hainu dechsev Kidesh. I understand what Kidesh means. Elo Rabbi Yossi, my Kidesh. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that says that Shlomo HaMelech never brought karbanos on the floor. So what was he Mekadesh? The Gemara says, Lahamid Bamizbech. What it means is, he was Mekadesh the Ritzpa Sa'azara, not to bring karbonas, to give it Kedusha that you should be able to build a Mizbech on it. The Ritzpa Sa'azara has to have its own level of Kedusha. You're right, it's not the same level of Kedusha as Mizbech. Mizbech needs Kedusha to be able to do Zrika, to be able to do Akhtara. Ritzpa just needs Kedusha for it to be Ritzpa Sa'azara, to be able to build a Mizbech on top of it. That's all it means. Says the Gemara, Bishlam the Rabbi Yossi, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that which Mizbech was too small, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech, even though it really wasn't small, it's just a fine Lashon. Meaning, heretofore, we weren't going to use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech anymore, rather we were going to use the new Mizbech that Shlomo HaMelech built. Hainu dechsev katan. I understand what it means when the pasuk says the Mizbech and Nechoshes was too small. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech was made out of Nechoshes. Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbech, if we have enough time to get to it, wasn't made out of Nechoshes, it was made out of Avonim. So the Mizbech Nechoshes is the one that's too small. Elo, Rabbi Yehuda, my katan. What do you mean the Mizbech Nechoshes was too small? Mizbech, we're not talking about the Mizbech Nechoshes. We're talking about Shlomo HaMelech's new Mizbech. It's too small. There's not enough space to bring all these different 122,000, 42,000 karbanas. And as a result, that Mizbech is too small, so we have to be Mekadesh the Ritzpah. But it's not the Mizbech Nechoshes. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech was a Mizbech Nechoshes. Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbech was a Mizbech Avonim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachi Kamer, Mizbech Avonim. You're right. It really means that Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbech was too small. The reason we're referring to Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbech as a Mizbech and Nechoshes, even though it wasn't made out of Nechoshes, is because it came to replace, it was in lieu of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech. That was a Mizbech Shlomo Nechoshes. Being that it was replacing a Mizbech Nechoshes, that's why we refer to it as a Mizbech Nechoshes. Now, the Gemara in the Cheshbon on Daf Nun Tes Lamed Beis said that, how is Rabbi Yehuda going to answer Rabbi Yossi's Taina? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda understood the pasuk literally. He said the Mizbech was too small to bring 142,000 Garbanos. Taina, Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? On one square amma, you could Shlomo was able to bring 1,000 oilas. So now he couldn't bring 142,000 on 20 by 20, which is 400 square ammas. It luchura, you would think, just based on the ratio, that it would have capacity of 400,000 animals. 142,000 shouldn't be such a big deal. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda Latame, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was really a lot bigger than Rabbi Yossi thought it was. I mean, if you read the Pasuk says it was 5 by 5. But really, Rabbi Yehuda holds the measurements that the Torah gives is counting from the midpoint of the Mizbeach. It's really not 5 by 5, but rather it's 10 by 10. If it's 10 by 10, it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach had much more square footage than we thought it did. How much did it have? Le'inyan Akhtara? 6 by 6, which is 36. It comes out that Shlomo HaMelech, which is 20 by 20, is only 11 times bigger. 36 times 11 is 396. It's only 11 times bigger. If it's 11 times bigger, it should have only had capacity for 11 times. Yet, you see, they brought 142 times. Elamai. That's how Rabbi Yehuda, but how did Rabbi Yehuda know that the way you're supposed to count the Mizbeach is from the midpoint? It says 5 by 5. See, learned it from Gzeira Shava. It says Ravua by the Mizbeach Nechoshes. And it says Ravua by the Nevuah of Yecheskel. Just like there we count from the midpoint, so too this is also meant to be counted from the midpoint. And the Gemara said, what does Rabbi Yossi do with the Gzeira Shava? He doesn't hold with the Gzeira Shava, Ravua. He does. He uses it to learn a halacha of the Mizbeach Nechoshes from the Mizbeach Hazav, from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That just like the Mizbeach Hazav, its height was 2 times the length and width, so too the Mizbeach Nechoshes, its height had to be 2 times as well. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both hold the Gzeira Shava, Ravua. The question is, do you learn the Gzeira Shava from Yecheskel, or do you learn the Gzeira Shava from the Mizbeach HaPnimi? It's that the Gemara says, B'mai Pligi. Need a little background for this. So B'mai Pligi is, the Gemara, Mai Sava Donin Chutz Mi Chutz Vein Donin Chutz Mi Ptimu, Mai Sava Donin Kli Mi Kli, Vein Donin Kli Mi Binyin. On the one hand, you can argue that it makes more sense to learn Chutz Michutz, to learn the Mizbeach Achitzain from the Mizbeach Achitzain, albeit one was the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the other one was the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, and the other man Dama says it's more mistaber to learn Kli Mi Kli rather than to learn Kli Mi Binyan. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta Amar Rava. Then even though Rabbi Yehuda said a Chiddush that Ritzbas Azara has Kedusha, again, who was Mekadesh it? The Gemara told us the rest of the story. Shlomo HaMelech, on the first day that the Beis HaMikdash was built, but Maida Rabbi Yehuda Bedam, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, that even though the Ritzbas Azara has Kedusha as a Mizbeach, but it's only with regards to Haktara. But you want to know if you could do a Zrika? As it relates to Zrika, interesting idea. That it has a din of Mizbeach L'inyan Haktara, but it doesn't have a din of Mizbeach L'inyan Haktara. How do I know? L'inyan Zrika. The time we went to the Brides, Rabbi Yehuda said, Koy Sechodai Memali Midamat Haruvois, Vishaychvoi Agabe HaMizbeach. So we had this earlier in the Masechta. Well, known Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says that Erev Pesach, after all the Karbanos Pesach were brought, so the Kohen would take a Kois Echad, he would take one cup, he would fill it up with blood, all the blood from all the Karbanos that were brought, and he would go to the Mizbeach and he would do one Shvicha, one Zricha. The reason he did it was Shim Yishav Ekdam Eshel Achas Mihem, because in the event that blood spilled somewhere along the way, Nintzah Zeh Machshirei, so there's going to be a little bit of dam from this, and he's going to go ahead now and do a Zricha. Rabbi Yehuda had a raya to this. He said because they used to plug the hole, the amma, the drain that would lead the blood out of the Azara, they would plug. So why did they plug it? Probably to save the blood. What did the Rabbanan say? Shvachu l'bnei Aharon shiyu ad arku v'yisim v'dam. We spoke out a lot of rate about that. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Freik the Gemara a bumbekashav. Yis, al kutay tchassav Rabbi Yehuda kul Azara mikdasho. Rabbi Yehuda's the one that holds that Shlomo HaMelech was mekadesh the Ritzbas Azara. So it comes out the Azara has kedusha. So what's Rabbi Yehuda worried about? And maybe after the Kabbalah, before the Zrika, the Kayan accidentally, Kayanim's reason name, they're going so fast that by mistake, he spilled a little bit of dam. If he spilled the dam, where did the dam land?
on the floor. The floor's a mizbeach. So if the floor's a mizbeach, he anyways got this riko. Elamai must be that moed Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan damim, that it doesn't have a din zrika. But the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that a zrika has to be a zrika. I mean, you have to have das to do a ma'is zrika. If down would just fall, that's not called a ma'is zrika. That's what we know in halacha as misasek. That's not a ma'is zrika. So how could you tell me, I'll prove to you Rabbi Yehuda is moed b'damim, because if not, when the dam spills, it's always a zrika. No, it has to be a ma'isa shvicha. It has to be a ma'isa zrika. You need shvicha mikoyach adam. Otherwise, it's a misasek ba'alma. But the Gemara says, it's still not. Because imkein nishkalei v'nashpech le'aduchte. Because if that's the case, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ritzpah Sazara has Kedusha even with regards to Zrika, I still have an idea. Why did they have to be Memal the Kais and go to the Mizbeach and do the Zrika on the Mizbeach? Why couldn't they just be Memal the Kais and do the Zrika on the floor? Just keep it simple. Just pour it in its place. Elamai must be that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah, but he's Moedul Yendam. But the Gemara says, V'dom Bishun to be in a Mitzvah Namuch. You can always ask that Kasha, why not do Zrika on the floor? The Teretz is Mitzvah Menamuch. Oh, the Teretz is Mitzvah Menamuch. It's Pashit that you have no Raya from there that Rabbi Yehuda was Moedul Bedam. So even though the Gemara says, Amarav, Moedul Rabbi Yehuda Bedam, that even though Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritzvah Zazar, and the Pasuk says clearly, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the Pasuk, Dvarim Kichsavan, that he gave the Ritzvah Kedushas Mizbeach, so much so that they brought karbanos on the floor, it's only the haktara of the karbanos. But Le'inyan Damin, as it relates to Zrika, over there Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that there is no din Zrika. We spoke at earlier in the Masechta, when we learned the sugya of Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, a machloikis between Rav Meir Simcha, Bar Sameach, and the Chazon Ish. We know that Lach is Rika Shalaybim Kaimai, Kim Kaimai Dam. It's a machloikis Tana, machloikis Amayron, but we paskin like Shmuel Shita, and that's Chavava Medeiz and Masech Tzvachim, that Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. Stating that, it's only Kim Kaimai Dami as it relates to the Iker Kapara. But as it relates to the Heter Basa and the Heter Haktara, with regards to that, Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. So for example, if somebody would bring a carbon Chatas, and instead of doing the Zrika of the Chatas, Lamaila Michota Sikra on the Dalit Karnois, he would do it Lamata Michota Sikra. If somebody would bring an Oila, and he would do it Lamaila Michota Sikra. Or someone would take one of the Chatois Apnimiyois, and he would bring it on the Mizbeach Achitzin. So the halacha is, Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami. It's a good Zrika. He gets kapara, he gets reed, so he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Stating that, some of the fringe benefits that come along with bringing a carbon wouldn't apply. So for example, ordinarily, there's a mitzvah of Achilas Basar Kachin. The mitzvah of Achilas Basar Kachin does Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is mechaper, but it's not matter. It's a Zrika Delei Shaya Basar. That's why there's no pigle. Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is mechaper, it's not matter Basar. Achreinim, Claire, what would be by a carbon Pesach? We know that a carbon Pesach, the ikur of the carbon Pesach, was the Basar. The ikur of the carbon Pesach wasn't the Avodas Adam, which is what the ikur of a carbon ordinarily is. When it came to a carbon Pesach, the ikur was V'achlas HaBasar V'lai Lazar. Now the Torah says you have to eat Basar of a carbon. Mimele, you have to go through the Dalet Avodas Adam. So Shteltzach, the Shailo, what would be a carbon Pesach? Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai. Being that by Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai, the Basar is Asar Ba'achila, you can't have a carbon Pesach that has no Basar. Because a carbon Pesach that has no Basar is ikur Chasim in HaSefer. You don't have the ikur. The ikur is the mitzvah's Basar. And just like the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Nitma HaBasar. By a carbon Pesach, you don't do Zrika, the whole carbon is disqualified. Or if a person is a chayla, he's a zakin, he's someone that can't eat, he can't eat a piece of meat, he couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. Because the ikr was the achila. So l'chura, Zrika shalaybim kaimai, by a carbon Pesach, yesh lachkar, if it's going to be a good Zrika. Because being that it doesn't have the ability to be matir basar, so l'chura, you're going to end up with a carbon Pesach that doesn't have basar. Carbon Pesach without basar is not a kosher carbon Pesach. And it's for that reason Rav Meir Simcha Nar Sameach says that even though Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami, there's one exception to the rule, carbon Pesach. By carbon Pesach, Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is going to be Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. We spoke at Reid, there's another exception to the rule. And that is Davoid on Yom Kippur. Davoid on Yom Kippur in Brisk. See, over from the Brisk Rav, he held also Chuk Ksiv Balake. That's why you have the halacha of Nifchas HaTikras. But the point is that by Karban Pesach, said Rav Meir Simcha, it has to be back of the envelope arithmetic that there the halacha is going to be Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai. It's Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. The Chazon Ish argued with Rav Meir Simcha. Chazon Ish said, I disagree. I hold that even by Karban Pesach, Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. I, Rav Meir Simcha's Kasha. He's asking very good. He's asking that L'chura if the basar is not going to be mutter, how could you have a Karban Pesach? Says the Chazon, you have to say that the basar is going to be mutter. And you're right, it's going to come at a tremendous chiddush, that even though ordinarily, Zvikish Leibim Koimoy is, lav can, it can't be matter basar, but when it comes to a Karban Pesach, it will. Meaning, they both agree that you can't have a Karban Pesach that doesn't have a zrika that's matter the basar. No such thing. The question is, so what are you mechiach then? Zrika shleibim koimoy, lavkim koimoy dami at all? That's what Ramei Simcha was mechiach. The Chazanish took it the opposite extreme. He said, must be that by a Karban Pesach, zrika shleibim koimoy is even going to have the ability to be matter the basar. So the Chazanish, I have a raya berura, a raya she'in olav tshuva, and that is vachim daf samuch coming up. He had to wait 35 block to speak out this Chazanish, because it's really on daf chavav this Chazanish. But fake the Chazanish, I have a raya berura. It has to be. Why? Because the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Ritz Bazazar. And the Gemara has a discussion. Was he only Mekadesh it with regards to Haktara? Or was he Mekadesh it with regards to Zrika as well? Amar Rav Moed Rabbi Yehuda Ladam. Rabbi Yehuda was Moed as it relates to Zrika, it's not considered a Mizbech. Zokt the Gemara, I'll prove it. I have a Raya L'chayra. What's the raya? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that kois echad hayim memali midama taruvos, and they used to walk to the mizbech, and they would do this rika over there. Frank the Gemara, why do they have to walk to the mizbech? Just do this rika on the floor. I thought the ritzva zazara has kedusha. Zok the Gemara, must be my Rabbi Yehuda yindam. So the Gemara says no, because it's far. It's not the mitzvah menam bofchir. It still makes sense to go to the mizbech because that's the mitzvah. Frank the Chazanish, I ask you a kasha. On the tzad that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you could do zrika on the ritzva. Does it have a din of a zrika bim koyim? Of course not. The makam of a chatas is lamayla michot asikra, but on the dalek karnis. The makam, of course, is on the mizbeach. It would work mitzad zrika shalayim koymai. It's right, the chazanish. What's the Gemara's kasha and Rabbi Yehuda do zrika on the floor? We're talking about a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, Ramei Simcha said, there's no zrika shalayim koymai. Says the chazanish, it's a raya brura that even by a Karban Pesach, Siddah is zrika shalayim koymai. Half of a fella. I saw in the shiurim, they bring from Yeshua and Shir says over this, doesn't say over the chazanish, but he says over the arsamech and he asks on the arsamech. The matmir from this Gemara. But what do you have to say? You have to say that the Samech held that on the tzad, that the Mizbeach would have Kedusha, that the Ritz Basazar would have Kedusha in Yandamim, it would be Azrika Bim Kaimai. It wouldn't have a din of Azrika Shalei Bim Kaimai. It's a new reboy that the Ritz Basazar has Kedusha, and we look at that Zrika as if it happened Bim Kaimai. Meaning the Ikr Machloikis, the Chazanish and the Or Sameach was regarding a Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimah by a Karban Pesach. Do we say that being that it can't be Matar Basar, it's not Bim Koimah Dama at all? Or do we say just the opposite? That being that you can't have a Karban Pesach without Basar over here, the Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimah is going to be Matar Basar. But as you find very often in Shas, that you start with one Machloikis, but then there's a derivative Machloikis. The derivative Machloikis over here is going to be whether on the side of the Gemara that the Ritz Basar Zara had Kedusha Le'inyan Zrika, would it have a din of a Zrika Bim Koimai? Or would it have a din of a Zrika Shaloi Bim Koimai? Talk to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Mizbeach Shenifgam Ein Oichlin Beginei Shari Mimcha. So we had a rather challenging Gemara this morning, and Daf Nun Tesam and Alf, where the Gemara discussed the halacha of minayim lemizbeach shenifgam shekol hakotchem shenishchetu sham psulam. And that halacha is that if one was to do shechita of a carbon at a time that there was pkimas hamizbeach, the mizbeach wasn't 100% complete, the shechita would be possible. Not just that, if you would do shechita and then a kabbalah and then it was nifgam the mizbeach before the zrika, the halacha is you wouldn't be able to do zrika. There's a halacha that shechita only is kosher if the Mizbeach is whole. But if the Mizbeach is Nifkam, it's learned out from a Pasek, the halacha is it's going to be possible. So on that note, the Gemara brings a related halacha. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach shenifkam, ein oichlin beginoy shiyorei mincha. At the time that the Mizbeach is Nifkam, you can't eat the shrayim of a mincha. So mincha, like all karbanas, besides for the karban oila, had a chelik that was necha. In the case of the mincha, being that it was kachi kadash, it was necha only lekayhane. That part of the carbon mincha that was nachal lekayhanim, the kayhanim were only able to eat if the mizbeach was whole. But mizbeach shenifkam ein oichlin beginei shor mincha. Shenema, how do we know that? Because it says vechlu matzos eisel mizbeach. It says the kayhanim should eat the matzos of the carbon mincha, and that's the mizbeach. Right? The gemara vechayetzal mizbeach achlu. Did they really eat it eitzal mizbeach? Ela mizmanshu, meaning they could eat it anywhere in the azar. Kachik adashim eaten anywhere in the azar. Not only eitzal mizbeach. So what does the pasuk mean when it says eat it next to the mizbeach? Bizmanshu sholim v'le bizmanshu chasim. It means you can only eat it while the mizbeach is sholim, but not what the mizbeach is chaser. Meaning, if the mizbeach is chaser, at that point, you wouldn't be able to eat the matzos of the carbon mincha ashgechon shiori mincha kach gedashim inolan. So you have a pasuk that says that the shiori mincha couldn't be eaten if the mizbeach was nifka. What about other kach gedashim? Tamaloy mer kach gedashim. Rashi says that carbon mincha is called kach gedashim. So we learn from those two words, b'gzeir shava to all kach gedashim, that kach gedashim is going to have the same exact halacha that if the mizbeach is nifka, you can't eat kach gedashim. Kachim kalim minayim. What about kachim kalim? Amar Abaya. So Abaya said asyom midrasha de Rabbi Yosi. Kachim kalim as well. And how do I know that? I know it from Rabbi Yossi's Bryce, the tiny little in a Bryce, Rabbi Yossi, Yom Gimel Dvarim, Nishom Gimel Skein. Rabbi Yossi said over three halachas, and he said over the three halachas in the name of three Zakenim. Rashi says, Dovar Echad mi pi kol Zakin the Zakin. It was one halacha from each Zakin. This is also a Gemara Mesech, this Makis Taf Yotes. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, the one that's relevant to us, is Rabbi Shmuel said, Yachal Yalo Adam Isa Shein Liru Shalayim Vyachal Enim Azman Azay. I would think that a person can go up today, bring his Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it. Now we know there were two things you could do with Maisa Sheni. Either you could eat it, but if you would eat it, you'd have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Or you could redeem it. You could transfer the Kedusha from the Maisa Sheni onto money. If you were going to transfer it, if you were going to be paid it, you had to do a dafka outside of Yerushalayim. So the question is, Bizman Hazeh, a person has Maisa Sheni, could he eat it in Yerushalayim or can he not eat it in Yerushalayim? Now Rashi speaks out very, very critically, right at the beginning of the sugya, that it's clear Rabbi Shmuel must be of the opinion that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel Asalavai. Meaning, Bizman Hazem means in the times of the Tanam that lived after Churban Beis HaMikdash. We mean today, literally. So there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Still, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel Asalavai. The Eretz Yisrael still has Kedusha. As a result, there's a Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. Because if Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'lo Kitchel Asalavai, then we're not having this conversation. Then there's no Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. So we're presupposing that there's a Chiyav Ma'is Hashem. The question is, could I eat the Ma'is Hashem? Or could I not eat the Ma'is Hashem? That's the Shailah. So I would have thought, yeah. I mean, to the extent Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel Asalavai, so L'chura this Kedusha. So if this Kedusha, now you can go up to Eretz Yisrael, you can eat it as well. Says the Brayse V'Dinu. But at the same time, you can argue. Now, B'char Tana V'Asamakam, Ma'is Tana V'Asamakam. A B'char had to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten. And Meiser also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor Ein Yala B'fnei Abayis. Just like Bechor could only be eaten B'fnei Abayis. Af Meiser Ein Yala B'fnei Abayis. So too, maybe Meiser is also only B'fnei Abayis. Now, how do you know Bechor is only B'fnei Abayis? So the Gemara is really going to discuss it. But at first glance, the simple answer is because Bechor is a carbon. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then obviously you can't eat Bechor. But the point is Bechor, the Tana, the Braisa knows, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim b'fnei Abayis. So it reasons then that Meiser would be the same thing. But the Gemara says, how could you learn Meiser from Bechor? It's true that you can't eat Bechor b'zman hazeh. Maybe that's simply because in order to eat from a Bechor, you'd have to bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon. So if you can't bring a carbon, memelo, you can't eat it. But meiser, which isn't a carbon, it doesn't require dam on the mizbech, it doesn't require emurim on the mizbech. Maybe that you could eat bizman hazeh. The Gemara says, bikurim yechicho, I'll prove it to you from bikurim. Bikurim also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And bikurim also you can't eat bizman hazeh. So just like you can't eat bikurim bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim, so too you can't eat meiser bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says, mali bikurim shekein tunin hanocha. The reason there's no bikurim bizman hazeh, because one of the dinim of bikurim was you had to take the bikurim and place it in front of the mizbech. So there's no mizbech. So naturally, there's no bikurim bizman hazeh. How do you know that because there's no bechor bizman hazeh and there's no bikurim bizman hazeh, that means there's no maaser bizman hazeh? Bechor is inherently related to the Beis HaMikdash, as is bikurim, as opposed to maaser sheni. So as long as there's kedusha sa'aretz, maybe you can take the maaser sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat a bizman hazeh. Talmud loy mevedesim shama oyloy seichem v'chulu. And this is a very long v'chulu. The pasuk says vevedesim shama oyloy seichem v'zevchechem ve'es masrei seichem. We need that. Ve'es trumas yedchem v'nedrechem. We need that. So it says Meiser in the Pasuk. It says Bechor in the Pasuk. Makish Meiser le Bechor. Ma Bechor in the yellow b'fnei habayis. Af Meiser in the yellow b'fnei habayis. So we're not learning Meiser from Bechor with a mamatzino. Because if you're learning it from a mamatzino, you could ask a kasha. How can you learn Meiser from Bechor? Bechor needs Bifnei Habayis, as opposed to Meiser doesn't necessarily need Bifnei Habayis. We're learning it from a Hekish. Once you're learning it from a Hekish, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekish. So the bottom line is, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that you cannot eat Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh in Yerushalayim. So if you have Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shayta V'Kitchel L'Asalavi, you have a Chiyuv. The laws of Meiser Sheni apply, but you can't eat it. As a result, you'd have to be poyder. There's no other option. But you cannot eat it. It's not something that you have the option to. How do I know that? Because I know bechor you can't eat. And once I know bechor, I'm makish meisel of bechor. So you could ask me 900 questions from the connection between bechor and meiser, malo bechor this, malo bechor that, imushim and ala hekish. Once you have a hekish, you know that being that you can't eat bechor today, so too you can't eat meiser today either. Says the Gemara, why do we have to walk away from the mamatzino? Why can't we learn it with a tzad hashab? The Gemara says you can't just learn meiser from bechor. Why not? Because Bechor requires Rika and Imurim on the Mizbech. And it's for that reason you don't have Bechor Bezman Hazeh. Maybe Meiser is going to be different. But the Gemara says, you could say Bikurim Yechicho. Bikurim doesn't have Dam and Imurim on the Mizbech. You're going to tell me Mala Bikurim, it has a Mitzvah Hanocha on the Mizbech? I'll tell you Bechor Teichiach. Bechor doesn't have a Mitzvah Hanocha on the Mizbech. So Freik the Gemara, V'nesi B'mahatzad. Why do we have to fall off the Mamatzinu and jump to a Hekish? Let's stick with the Mamatzinu and learn it with a Tzad HaShava. So the Gemara, B'shem Deikil HaMifrach, Mala Tzad HaShava, Shabem Shekin Yesh Mem Tzad Mizbech. The Tzad HaShava has a Tzad Mizbech. Meaning they both have to have a Mizbech. Bechor needs a Mizbech, so you should be able to do Zrika, so you should be able to do Aktara. Bikurim has to have a mizbeach, so you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of hanocha. The bottom line is they both have a tzad mizbeach. That's why you can't learn it from a mamatzin, or you can't even learn it from a tzad hashava. What you could learn it from is a hek. It's freik the Gemara kasha. My kasava. What is the tana of this brisa hold? Ikasava kedusha rishayin a kitchel a shait of a kitchel asa lavoi. If the tana of the brisa holds that kedusha rishayin is kitchel a shait of a kitchel asa lavoi. Now you're going to tell me, what do you mean ikasava kedusha rishayin a kitchel a shait of a kitchel asa lavoi? We said right in the beginning of the Gemara that the tana of the brisa has to hold that, because otherwise it'd be no chiyav ma'aser sheni. So there's a very, very important Rashi. This is important, as you see, there's a pretty long Tosfos. It starts on the top of Samach Beis Amid Beis, and it goes pretty much to the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, so it takes up a whole daf. So there's a monster Tosfos over here, where Tosfos discusses this Rashi. But Rashi had a different gerus than the Gemara. The way Rashi was gerus the Gemara, Avada we know, like Rashi spoke at the beginning of the Sugya, that the time of the Brayis Hos, Kedush, Rishani, Kedush, Rishani, Kedush, Rishani, Kedush, that's why we're talking about Ma'aser Sheni. Otherwise, we're not having this conversation. But the shaila is, what about Kedushas HaMikdash? Is there Kedushas HaMikdash today, or is there no Kedushas HaMikdash? Meaning, maybe you can distinguish between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the Chi of Chumas and Maestris, the Mitzvahs of Tluyas Baretz, and Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash as it relates to bringing Karbanis. And that's what the Gemara wants to know. Does the Tana this Braisa hold Kedusha Rishayin Akitchel Ashaita Vikitchel Asalavai? Meaning, with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash, that I feel a Bechor Nami. Then why does the Talmud Rashi say there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Why can't you bring a Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Makriven Afal Pishayim Bayis, says Rashi. You could bring a Bechor Bezman Hazeh. So why we say, there's no Maaseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh? Because there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh. Why are you assuming there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh? Maybe there is Bechor Bezman Hazeh. I mean, the only assumption, I guess, would be, because how are you going to bring it? But if your whole Kedushas, Beis HaMikdash, is Kitchel Asalavai, just like Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel Asalavai. So then you have the halacha of Makriv and Afal Bishayim Bayis. You can bring Karbanas even without it. You don't need physically to have a Beis HaMikdash. So you could bring Karbanas Bezman Hazeh, then you should be able to bring Bechor today as well. The Ikasavalai, Kitchel Asalavai, Elamai, the time of the Brayis, probably holds that even though Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the Inyan Maisa Sheni, is Kitchel Asalavai, but Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, the Inyan Akrova, is like Kitchel Asalavai. And it's for that reason we assume that there's no Bechor Bezman Hazeh. But the Gemara says, Afilu Bechor Nami Tibai L'chura, the Brayis, Rabbi Shmuel, could have discussed a scenario in Bechor where it wouldn't have been so clear. What would the scenario have been? So again, you need Rashi for this. The scenario would have been in a case where you already did the Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, and the Zrika, maybe even the Haktar. You did everything before the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Then the Beis HaMikdash became Charev, and now you're sitting with the Basar. And the question is, could you eat the Basar, or can you not eat the Basar? It'd be the same Shaila as Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni doesn't need Beis HaMikdash. The question is, Bizman Hazeh. Is if you eat it in Yerushalayim, is it considered that you ate it in a Makom Kaddish? Is it considered that you ate it Lefnei Hashem? Or is it not considered that you ate it Lefnei Hashem? You can clear the same exact Shaila by Bechor. Bechor, when you don't need the Mizbeach anymore, but there's still a mitzvah, you still have to eat it Lefnei Hashem. You still have Leisuch Alecha B'Sharecha. So Lechur, you would look at it the same way you look at Ma'aser Sheni. So why are we only clearing the Shaila by Ma'aser? Why are we not clearing the Shaila by Bechor? And the question is more than that. It sounds like by Bechor, we know for sure, even in that case, where you don't physically need the Mizbeach, Mizbeach right now, because maybe you already brought the Karbonis. Even over there, the halacha is going to be that there's no Bechar. The question is, what about Maisa? Could I learn Maisa from the Bechar? Meaning, I know I could learn Bechar from the Bechar. The question is, could I learn Maisa from Bechar? Can I not learn Maisa from Bechar? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina Loilam Kosava Loikicha. Really, the time of the Brisa holds Loikicha Lasad Lavai. And that's why you can't bring Bechar Bezman Azeh, because even though Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Yitzchumas and Maisus is Kitchel Asalavai, but Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash is Loi Kitchel Asalavai. If that's the V'Hachav Mayaskina, now what are we talking about? B'Bchar Shenizrak Dami Koydim Churban Abayis, V'Char of Abayis. We're talking about a B'Char that already had this Rika before the Churban, and now the Beis Hamikdash was Charev. V'Adayim Basari Kayim, and there was still Basar. And the question is, could you eat the Basar or not? And the time of the Brayso knew for sure that you can't eat the Basar. How did he know it? V'Iskish Basar L'Dami, because he was Makish the Basar of the B'Char to the dam of the Bechar. Ma dami b'mizbeach. Just like Zrika, you can only do if there's a mizbeach. Af besari b'mizbeach. So too, you can only eat the basar if there's a mizbeach. In other words, really, Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is like Kitchel Lasa Lava. And that's why the Tana, the Brice, is assuming that even though there's a Chi of Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh, because Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Lashayit of Kitchel Lasa Lava, but you can't bring a Bechar Bizman Hazeh. Because you don't say makriv and afal b'shem bias, because kedushas beis hamikdash is loike shalas salavai. Stating that the Tana of the Braisa also held, the Tana of the Braisa also held that even if you would have brought the bechar before the churban and now you'd be left with the basar, you wouldn't be able to eat the basar right now. And how did he know that? He knew that because he's makish the basar of the bechar to the dam of the bechar. And the only time you can eat the basar of the bechar is the same time you do the zrika of the bechar. And once you makish basar to dam, now I could be makish meiser to basar and say, just like basar bechar, the halacha is you could only eat it lifnei habayis, so to meiser sheni, you could only eat it lifnei habayis. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. So essentially, you're learning Meiser from Basa Bechar and Basa Bechar from Dam Bechar. Isn't that a Dover Alamed the Hekish? So the Gemara says Meiser Dog and Chulinu. Meiser Sheni is not Kachin. It's Chulin. But the Gemara says that's all good if you hold that as long as the Lamed is Chulin, that's good. So what's the Lamed? What's the end user over here? Who's the last man standing? It's Meiser. Oh, Meiser's Chulin. So therefore, I could learn Meiser from a Hekish, because Lamed itself, Meiser itself is Chulin. But Kun Manam says you go Basa the Malamed. The Malamed is, the original Malamed is Dam Bechar. The second Malamed is Basa Bechar. That's all Kachin. Mayakilamemas. So the Gemara says Damu Basa Chadamilse. We're using the word Hekish loosely, meaning even though the Gemara says that we're learning Basa Bechar from Dam Bechar with a Hekish, we don't really mean Hekish. Not really a Hekish. Hekish usually means we're being Makish A to B. That's not really what's happening over here. What's happening over here is we're saying that just like you can't do the Zrikas Hadam of a Bechar when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're just broadening that halacha and we're saying not Dam, not the Basar, all the halachas of the Bechar are not applicable at the time that there's no Mizbeach. But it's not a Hekish in the generic sense, and as a result, you don't fall into the problem of Dover Halamid Behekish, Chayzer Malamid Behekish. So the truth is, this Gemara that we just learned wasn't an easy Gemara. I didn't want to say it before the Gemara. But it's a very, very challenging Gemara. I mean, we learned the Gemara, you know, really as slowly as we possibly can with the amount of time that we have. Beshitas Rashi. Taisus clearly argues, but there's one very, very big Yisai that we're not going to talk about now, but you just have to notice it. There's one big Yisai that the way Rashi is learning the Sugya, it comes out that you can bifurcate the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asulava, with regards to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaMikdash. Meaning, the way Rashi is learning the sugya, that the Tana, the Braisa, holds there's a Chi of Maisa Sheni B'Zman Hazeh, which means Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, Kitcha L'Asulava. Clearly. But stating that, the Gemara still has a suffix, is that only true with regards to the Chi of Trumas of Maisris? Or is that also true with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash? What do you mean? I thought it's one and the same. Either Eretz Yisrael does have Kedusha after the Churban or it doesn't have Kedusha after the Churban. So you see for me that it's not Muchach. And the two things are not totally Zabazet. You could hold that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha with regards to Trumas and Maisris, but it's not going to have Kedusha with regards to Kedushas HaMikdash. The reason this is important is because the Rambam Shita LaHalacha, is the antithesis of Rashi Shita, the way he learned the sugya. The Rabban paskins kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita the loy kitchel asid lava. So there's no chumas, there's no maestris, there's no chala. You don't have any of these chiyuvim bizman. Incidentally, the Rabban Shita happens to also be that there was no chiy of chumas or maestris mideraisa bizman by yesheni. Maybe we'll speak about that in the next few days. But that happens to be the Rabban Shita. But the Rabban holds kedusha rishayna kitchel shaita the loy kitchel asid lava in regards to kedusha Eretz Yisrael as it relates to kedusha hamikdash. Just the opposite. There it's kitchel asid lava. So it's the same hanocha. It's the same hanocha that you could be mechalek between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Yitrumas and Maestris and Kedushas HaMikdosh as it relates to the halachas of bringing karbonos bizman hazeh. But according to Rashi, the way he learned the sugya, it was pashit in this braisa that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kitchel Asalavi, with regards to Chumas and Maestras, the Shaila is what about Kedushas HaMikdash? The Rambam, the way he learns Lamaisa, and you have to know where the Rambam gets his Shita from. The Ravid's famous comment on the Rambam is, Svaras Atzmoy, who's there? The Rambam made up a Svara. For all the different sugis in Shas regarding Kedushas Rishayna, the Ravid, who very often spoke very sharply, Kenega the Rambam, he says, Svaras Atzmoy, who's there? The Rambam literally made up a Svara. But either way, that's raid that we're going to get to. But for now, why are we discussing the sugya of Tushu Rishon Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel Asalava? It's because the Gemara had discussed the halacha about Mizbeach Shenifkan. It's not a Daf Nun Tesa, but now the Gemara discussed Mizbeach Shenifkan as relates to Shechita. That a Shechita of a carbon is possible if it was done at the time that the Mizbeach was Nifkan. Now we learn the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, on the bottom of Daf Samach Chaman Aleph, that Mizbeach Shenifkan impacts the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem as well. He said it with regards to Shiori HaMincha, with Xerah Shava, all Kachem Gedashim. Abaya was Moisef. Abaya said it's true even for Kachem Kam. Amar Abaya, how do I know that? I know it Midrash of the Rabbi Yossi. I know it from this Braisa. What did you see in this Braisa? The Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bechor cannot be eaten as man hazeh. And the Gemara spoke out very, very clearly in the rather complicated cheshbon that even if you would have done the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and everything at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash was charev, so what would happen? What would happen is it would still be, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Bechor is kachem kalim. You see, you can't eat bechor, which is kachem kalim, if there's no mizbeach. It's from there Rabbi took out this halacha that not only if there's no mizbeach at all, but even if the mizbeach is merely nifkam, there's precedence for the concept of mizbeach shenifkam, as we've seen. So even if it's only nifkam, it affects all karbanos, even something like a bechor. In other words, even kachem kalim. The Gemara says, Gisalik Ravin, Amal Shmaitik Hamedi Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Ravin was one of the Amiran that famously went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Spoke at a Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Masechta Avodah Zarah that all the Amoraim used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gemara that tells a story with Rava who was at the port of Haifa, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "What's Rava doing in Haifa?" Rava lived in Bava. So he says, "Vaistais, you know, there was a minhag. People used to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn." But Ravin is from the more notable ones, right? So Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael. So usually you have things that Ravin brought back from Eretz Yisrael, right? Kiyasa Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Kiyasa Rav Dibi, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. So this Gemara is just the opposite. So Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, and he meets Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he tells Rabbi Yirmiyah something over from Abaya. So, if you know a little bit about Rabbi Yirmiyah used to speak down Kavi Yochel on the Talmid Chachamim in Bavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah heard what Abaya said, that Abaya held that the halacha mizbeach shenifkam as it relates to Achilas Kachem applies even to Kachem Kalim. So he said, Bavloi tipshoi, amtul deyosvi ba'arach hashucha, because they live in a dark land, am rishmaita de mechashcha, lay shmilu hadetanya. How could Abaya have said that? Doesn't Abaya know the following braises? Which price? B'shas, look, my saw is at the time that the Yidim were in the Midbar, and there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan used to travel. Mem beis masois. So at the time that the Mishkan was traveling, meaning it wasn't erect, it was in the state of traveling. Kachim nifsalim. So the halacha is all kachim was pasul. You couldn't eat kachim at that time. And Rashi says it means even if there was a shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, and you didn't get around to eat your kachim yet, once the Mizbeach started traveling, you can't eat kachem anymore. The Braisa continues and says, V'zovin u'mitzayro and mishtalchen chutz mechitza. That's a very big chiddush. That the machanois of machne shechina, machne levi, machne yisrael that existed when the Yidden were in the Midbar, those machanois applied even at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. You would have thought that if there's no Mishkan, there's no machna. Machna is all relevant to the Mishkan. No, that even if there's no Mishkan, still the Machnas apply. But what we need is the first part. That b'shas siluk masois, kachim nifsal. Tan yidach, we're going to learn another braise. So b'shnei mekoymos, kachim nechalin. That you were able to eat kachim b'shnei mekoymos. Now, what does shnei mekoymos mean? It's very unclear. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'll tell you what Shnei Mekoymos means. Shnei Mekoymos means whether the Mishkan was erect or whether the Mishkan was traveling. Now, if that's the case, you have a stira. You have a brisa that says, B'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal. You couldn't eat kachim at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. And then you have a brisa that says, B'shnei mekoymos kachim nechal. And what are the two mekoymos while it was traveling and while it was erect? How do you reconcile the stira? My love. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the only answer is, Habakachim gadashim, Habakachim kalam. So even though it's far from a mefurish of brisa, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I don't understand how Abaya could entertain a possibility. Yeah, Abaya wanted to say that the halacha mizbeach shen nifkam impacts even achilas. I have a braisa that says b'shnei mekoymos kachim nechalim, and b'shnei mekoymos kachim nechalim means l'chura sai when the Mishkan is standing and sai when it's traveling. Must be that even though there is a halacha b'shas siluk masayis kachim nechalim, that's kachim kedashim, not kachim kalim. Rabbi says no, either kachim kalim. Maybe both braisa are discussing kachim kalim. The braisa that says you couldn't eat kachim when the Mishkan was traveling, the braisa says you could eat. Ha v'loy kasha, ha Rabbi Yishmael, ha Rabbanan. What's going to Rabbi Yishmael? What's going to Rabbanan? Meaning, how did Abaya knows halacha that you can't eat kachim kalim at the time of nifkam hamizbeach? He learned it from Rabbi Yossi, who said three things in the names of three zakenim, and one of them was Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Meaning it was all Rabbi Shmuel. Top line on the Samach Amid Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer, right? That was all Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Yochel, yeah, the Ma'aser Shel Yerushalayim. But it was a member for Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya only said it in Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning Abaya could acknowledge that there's another Tana in Shas that argues with Rabbi Shmuel. So in Rabbi Shmuel's world, this is going to be true, but it can't ask me a kasha from a rise. If anybody say Mahava, because alternatively, you could say, not both Akachim Kalim, but rather both Akachim Kedashim, Umay B'Shnei Mekoymos. Shnei Mekoymos means something else. Shnei Mekoymos doesn't mean that there's no Mizbeach, but rather, Koydim Sheyamidu Leviyan Es HaMishkan, Ula Acha Sheyifriku HaLeviyan Es HaMishkan. The Shnei Mekoymos means before the Leviyan erected the Mishkan, after they took the Mishkan down. But what's the punchline? The Mizbeach was still standing. And it's Tavka over there, B'Shnei Mekoymos, that it's okay. Meaning the Brisa that says, B'Shas. See, look, Masoyes Kachim Nefsalin. That's talking about there was no Mizbeach, because there's a din of Mizbeach she Nifgam. The Brisa that says that you could eat a B'Shnei Mekoymos could be talking even about Kachim Kedasha. I Shnei Mekoymos. Shnei Mekoymos means there's a Mishkan, there's no Mishkan, but there's a Mizbeach. That's the point. I, if there's a Mizbeach, what's the Chiddush? The whole halacha is that could you eat Kachim when the Mizbeach is Nifgam? Here you have them, and the whole Mizbeach is there. Because they took down the Kroshim and the Kloim or some other part of the Mishkan, would there have been a Havamina that you shouldn't be able to eat the Kachim? The Gemara says very nicely, yeah, I would have thought, Ifsalu b'yoytzeg, shmak is far. I would have thought that when the Kroshim are taken down, that maybe it's considered yoytzeg, so maybe there's a new psal yoytzeg. Kamash malon, that it's not yoytzeg. Yoytzeg is when you physically remove the Kachim outside of the Kloim. But over here, you're not physically removing anything outside of the Kloim. What you did was you took down the Kloim. That's not called Psul Yoytze. Ve'imachinami, why not? Maybe it should be Yoytze. Yomakra, the Pasuk says, V'nasa oyo moyed, and we learn from there, afal pishenasa, even though it's traveling, oyo moyed, who it's still considered an oyo moyed. Exhale. So before we go weiter, if we have some time, just one ha'ara. And that is that. So we learned the Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis onto Daf Samach, already holding Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. But earlier and this morning, we had this idea with the Gemara Shtel Tzu, the Psukim of Sefer Yecheskel. In Sefer Yecheskel, there's many, many Psukim that describe the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi says that those Psukim that in Sefer Yecheskel that describe the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, B'shel Yecheskel, this Rashi was on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Shenesnavi Abaye Sheni, Oi Alo Osid, or referring to the Beis HaMikdash of Osid. Sounds like Rashi wasn't sure. Rashi's a little bit unclear what those psukim of Sefer Yecheskel are. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says very, very clearly. It says, Binyan Shabana Shloima, the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shloima HaMelech, Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. It's Mefurish and Sefer Malachim. The Torah over there talks exactly about how that Beis HaMikdash was built. V'chein Binyan Ha'asa Libanois, and the Bayis HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pishu Kasa B'Yecheskel, even though it's mentioned in Yosef Yecheskel, Eina Mefurish B'Mavur. It's a little bit unclear. But, says the Rambam, what is the Psukim of Sefer Yecheskel referring to? It's referring to the Binyan Ha'asid Lihibanos. Those
kelim, and that binyan is what's mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. So the psukim in Sefer Melachim that talk about the Beis Hamikdash, that's Bayis Rishon. That's Shlomo HaMelech's Beis Hamikdash. The psukim in Sefer Yechezkel that talk to Beis Hamikdash, that's Bayis Shlishi. That's the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel. Va'anshei Bayis Sheini, kishabonu b'mei Ezra, the Yidden, in the times of Ezra, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, banu kebinyan Shlomo, they built it like Shlomo HaMelech's binyan, u'me'ein dvarim ha'mefurashim b'yechezkel. And it was me'ein the dvarim that are mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. Interesting. So the first Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash that's described in Sefer Melachim. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash of the Asid, that's what's described in Sefer Yechezkel. What about Bayis Sheni? So Bayis Sheni was a little bit of both. It had a little bit of Bayis Rishon, and it had a little bit of Bayis Sheni. There's a classic introduction that the Tosfos Yontif gives to Masechtas Midos. Now, Masechtas Midos deals with the second Beis HaMikdash. Masechtas Midos are the dimensions of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Tosfos Yontif asks, so why was it important for Chazal to transcribe exactly what the second Beis HaMikdash was like? I mean, there's not really that much relevance for La'asid L'chayra, because it was a transient Beis HaMikdash. It stood for 420 years, but why did it have to be written? That's what the Tosfos Yontif addresses in his Akdama. And he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the second Beis HaMikdash has in it a combination, it has certain tchunos of Bayis Rishon and certain tchunos of Bayis Shlishi. So it's good to know Bayis Sheni, because there are elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi. Unbelievable. So being that there's elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi, it's for that reason, thus we have a Masechtas Midos, because it actually is something that's going to be Negeya. He says, how do I know that? He quotes this Rambam in Hilchos Beis Achim. Then he says a Pshat in the Rambam. He says, what's Pshat? That Bayis Sheni was a little bit Bayis Shlishi, but not completely Bayis Shlishi. So he says a Dovah Nifla. He says Bayis Shlishi is the Bayis of La'asid. And really, in order for the Yidden to be Zeicha for Bayis Shlishi, we have to be on the Madrega of being ready for Bayis Shlishi. He says the second Beis HaMikdash could have, would have, and should have been Geulas Olam. It could have been the Bayis Shlishi. In fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that Mikan Amru Ruin Hayuch Yisrael Liyasis Lam Nesbi Mei Ezra Kederach Shanas Lam Nesbi Mei Yeshua Benun. And that would have been the end of the whole story. It would have been the Geula, Mashiach would have came El Shigar Machay. But the Yidden did Averis, and because they did Averis, that's why they weren't Zeicha. But the point is that really the Yidden could have been Zeicha to a Geula Asylum. It was Bayis Sheni was supposed to have been Bayis Shlishi, but because the Yidden weren't Roy, it wasn't Bayis Shlishi. But being that it was supposed to be Bayis Shlishi, it had a little bit of Bayis Shlishi in it. But being that at the end of the day it wasn't Bayis Shlishi, it couldn't be completely that way. And what we ended up with was Bayis Sheni. So you're right, Bayis Sheni is like it's a taruvus, the Rambam says. It has a little bit of Bayis Rishon, a little bit of Bayis Sheni, and Shlishi, as if to say the Iker Bate Mikdashim, a Bayis Rishon, a Bayis Shlishi. And then you have this like in between, this taruvus. Well, what's Pshat in this taruvus? Dr. Taisyat, I'll tell you Pshat in this taruvus. Because the whole Bayis Sheni is a Zman of taruvus. That's what it is. It's the Zman that was supposed to be Gula Soilam. At the end of the day, it wasn't Gula Soilam. And it's for that reason you have this little bit of confusion. But the point is that Rashi says that it's either Bayis Sheni or it's Bayis Shlishi. The way the Rambam learns, it's really both. It's Bayis Shlishi. That's Be'ikr what the Nevuah of Yechezkel was for. But Bayis Sheni had in it a little bit of Bayis Shlishi, and it's for that reason, time of the Tais of Siyantiv, we have a Masechtas Midos, because Masechtas Midos is going to be relevant, because when we build Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, B'mher B'yameinu, it's going to be important to be aware of some of these details of Bayis Sheni. Talk to Gemara weiter. This will help us in the long run. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, Shel Avonim Hoya. The Mizbeach in Shiloi was made out of Avonim. And that's a chiddush, because that's in contrast to the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mizbeach, was made out of adama. It was a mizbeach adama. There were wooden boards around it, and it was coated with nechoshes, with copper. The mizbeach of Shiloh was not that way, even though Shiloh didn't house the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it housed the Mishkan. But the Mizbeach that was in Mishkan Shiloh, despite the fact that it was a different Mizbeach, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. In fact, it was made out of stone. The Tanya, how do we know that? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ma Talmud Omer, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says three times in the Torah that the Mizbeach is supposed to be made out of Avonim, but we know the Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim. It was made out of Adama with Eitz and Nechoshes. Shalish, Echad, Shal Shiloh, Elamai is referring to three other Mizbeaches. One is the Mizbeach of Mishkan Shiloh, Shiloh. The echad shal Neve Givon. Second one is Mizbech of Neve Givon. Ubeis Elam. And the third one is Shleim HaMelech's Mizbech, which was also made out of Avonim. Also from Achav Barami, from a Brisa. Isha Yard Ben HaShemayim. The fire that came down from Shemayim, Bimei Moshe. Loi Nistalka Me'al Mizbech and Nechayishas. The Parsha Shmini, the Torah describes that after the Kabbalahs were brought on the Kiyoyim Shmini, the Meluan, fire comes down from Shemayim. That fire remained on the Mizbeach until the times of Shleim HaMelech. The Isha Yard Bimei Shleim. And the day that Shleim HaMelech built the Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdash, on that Yom Chanukas HaMizbeach, fire came down again, and Lo Yinistalka Atchaba Menashe V'Silka. Menashe destroyed Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach, and it was at that time that the Ish went away. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa, if Rav Huna is right, that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, Mikaruhu De'Estalik Le, the fire should have gone away earlier. I mean, the assumption is that why would the fire have been on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Presumably, because you're bringing Karbanos there. Meaning when the Mizbeach was in Shiloh, and in Noiv, and in Givon, and in all those places, that's what they were doing with it. But if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was a Mizbeach Avonim, so if the Mizbeach was made out of Avonim, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim, it was made out of Adama, Eitzim and the Chayishas, obviously they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach and Shiloh. Say, if they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach and Shiloh, why was the fire still there? So, you're going to have to say the Rav Huna holds like a different Tana. Which Tana he holds like Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned to the Brice, Rav Nosson Noimer, Mizbeach shall Shiloh, shall Nechayishas Hay. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Nechayishas. Hayachalal, it was hollow. Umale Avonim, and it was filled with stone. Now, Rav Nosson holds the Mizbeach of Shiloh was Nechayishas, not like Rav Huna. But the reason we're saying who Amik Rav Nosson is that he has a Tana to support him, at the very least that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So you have already a Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh. So Rav Huna can go keneged a Braisa that seems to suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was used in Shiloh. Again, Rav Huna said that even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and Nechayishas, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Avonim. That would seem to suggest that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Fake the Gemara Kasha, how can you tell me it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Do we have a Braisa that says that the Ish that came down Bimei Moshe remained until Shleimoy? It sounds like that they must have used it throughout those hundreds of years. That means in Shiloh they were using it, because otherwise the fire would have gone away. So clearly they used it. Meaning that Braisa seems to be not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Amor can't argue with a Braisa. Suck the Gemara. Rav Huna has a different Braisa that's at odds with that Braisa. Once he has a Tana de Messiah, so Mimele has a right to argue with a Braisa. What's that Braisa? Another Braisa that says that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So meaning it's not that not everybody holds that this fire that came down Mimei Moshe remained with the whole Taikif throughout the years. So it's for that reason. So Freik Rashi, you're asking good. The obvious question. So why do we have to run to Rav Nosson to find a Braisa to support Rav Huna? The Gemara said that had Rav Huna knows Halacha, he quoted a Braisa, the time of Lezeb and Yaakov Omer. It says Avonim three times. One is the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. The Mizbeach Shel Neve Givon. So that price is my first Rashi's Kasha. But either way, let's just see one last Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Omer, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, "My Le'Nestalka Levatolo." Meaning, really, it could be that Rav Huna is right. At the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh, it was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. It was Mizbeach Shel Avon. What's the Kasha? If it was a different Mizbeach, why did the fire have to remain on Moshe Rabbeinu's? When we say the fire was there, it wasn't there with the ganze ganzkei. It wasn't there 100%. It means like nostalgia legamri. But at the same time, it wasn't there with all its intensity. Mayhi, what does that mean? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, Shviva Hava Mishadra. Rashi says that when they used to do the Haktara on the Mizbeach of Avonim, so wind and flames would come from the Eish that was on the Mizbeach of Moshe, which was the Eish Min HaShemayim, and it would help the Haktara. You're right, that's not the Mizbeach that was being used. The Mizbeach that was being used was the new Mizbeach. It was the Mizbeach Avonim. But at the same time, the fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach played a role in the Haktara, and that's why it was there. Rapapa said it a little bit differently. Ushpiza had the knockout. It was like a guest. Vizimnin hacha. It used to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes the fire would be on the Mizbeach of Moshe, and sometimes, I guess for the Haktara purposes, it would actually jump. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. Nobody's arguing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. The question is, was it used in Shiloh or was it not used in Shiloh?
Was it used in Shiloh, meaning the Mizbech that was used in Shiloh was also Mizbech Shal Nechoshes? Or perhaps no, it was the Mizbech Shal Avonim. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech wasn't used in Shiloh, so what does it mean that the Nestalka Esh, what do you need the fire for? The Teretz is either Erchanami, Rafuna holds like the Tana, the Brisa that holds that it's not true, that fire went away way before the times of Shlomo HaMelech, or the fire just facilitated.